Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
When the motivator needs to be motivated, it's February 24th, 2014, and I am so over whatever this polar vortex or winter stuff is. I'm going to get to that in just a second. I'm going to complain at the start of my own motivational podcast. Is that okay? Does that offend anybody out there in the Everyday Saturday community? Just give me a little room. Just a little room. We're going to make this one of the greatest podcasts you've ever heard. But before we do that, I get to complain. And even before I get to complain, I got to let you know who I am. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the world famous EverydayIsSaturday.com, the Everyday Saturday podcast. If you've never heard of me, oh my lordy, lordy, lordy. Are you serious? For real? My God, you must be living in a cave for the past 8 years. I told my boss in May 6, 2005 to shove it. And then I went broke and it was awesome. Couldn't get a credit card to save my life. Had to pay cash for everything. Was the subject of so many great jokes amongst my former friends. And now here I am. You're listening to me. Isn't that something? And I get an opportunity to share a message for the next 15 to 20 minutes with you, as we do every day. So here's what you need to do. If you want pure, unedited, unfiltered, as you can see right now, man, loose cannon on the loose in your headphones right now or listening on your computer, go to EverydaySaturday.com, click the podcast button, subscribe to the show. You can also subscribe on iTunes. Hit me up on Twitter and let me know you're listening. Use the hashtag EverydayIsSaturday. That's hashtag EverydayIsSaturday on Twitter. Hey, we got some great tweets over the weekend. A lot of response on the Sunday Spiritual Podcast. Every Sunday, I do a spiritual podcast because that's who I am. I'm a man of the cloth. I've been anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty to deliver a message to you once a week. You know, I kind of believe that, but I think those of you that know me know that I'm also kidding around. I don't take myself seriously, but I take my relationship with God seriously. So every Sunday, if you're into that, I deliver a message on having faith and staying through the fire and believing in God and your best life is ahead of you, all of that great stuff. And I only talk about what I know about. I never break out a Bible, so if you're a Bible phobe like me and you run from people who wear that stuff on their sleeve and instead of actually helping you, they say they're going to pray for you. Don't even get me started. I got to get out of this. I got to get out of this right now. I'm never going to get to today's show. But I love doing the spiritual podcast every Sunday. We just keep it real like we always do. Got the tweet of the month. Tweet of the month. We're 4 days away from the end of February. I already know this is it. From Jim Cutler at What's Cooking Jim on Twitter says this: congratulations, you've got an atheist listening to your Sunday podcast. That's awesome. It's the best tweet ever. Shared it on my Facebook. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate that, man. I'm not here to judge you. I'm just here to deliver the word, my friend. Tam Young says, yeah. We got Veda Horner, amen, every day of Saturday. I just told, hey, shout an amen on Twitter if you listen to the spiritual show. And give me an amen, brother, James Ryland, at James Ryland on Twitter. And a couple other people. Here's a great topic for my next show. Andre Dube, and I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. God, I hope I am. D-U-B-E. And he says, I believe in me, because I wanted you to shout out, I believe. Remember, it was a Rocky show I did on Friday talking about how Rocky got made and all that good stuff. I believe in me, my challenge, my family doesn't. Listening to your show helps me keep it up. Thanks. Let me tell you something. I tweeted back to Andre. I said, hey, what a great topic for a podcast. I believe in myself, but my spouse and or my family does not. Many entrepreneurs run into that. They do, man. Let me tell you something. When you dare to be different, let me just give you my own example, can I? I mean, what better person to talk about than the one I know the most? The most flawed human being on the planet, yours truly, Dr. Samuel P. Crowley. When I met my wife, it was 1996, and I was audited. I was audited by the IRS, and in between doing my taxes in 1996, which I did like February of 1996, and getting this audit letter from the Internal Revenue Service, when you're, 28 years old, your knees shake. You hear the word audit, and you're like, So I go back over to my accountant's office, and my future wife, Angela, was there, and she was the new receptionist slash office manager greeting people that walked in the door. I was like, damn. Wow, this is pretty wild because, I mean, nothing against the previous person who was in that position, but they didn't resemble each other a lot. So you got this hot blonde, great body working the reception area. So I thought I was all that in a bag of chips, man. I walk in the front doors and I didn't know what to expect because I never met her before. And I'm like, oh, so, hey, I'm Sam Crowley. And that was it. I just left it out there. I'm like, yeah, I'm Sam Crowley. She's like, okay. I don't even know what that means. Are you here to see Bill? That was my accountant, Bill Knox. She's like, yeah. I got an appointment with Bill. She says, all right, have a seat. And then she turned her back to me and started typing on the keyboard, called Bill, said, hey, your appointment's here. And that was it. So she didn't really take the, hey, I'm Sam Crowley, like I meant it to be taken. Like, hey, let's stop everything. Let's ask some questions and figure out if we can go on a date here. But long story short, I went in to meet Bill to go over the audit, and I said, hey, who's the girl out there, the new receptionist? He's like, oh, that's Angela Cooper. That's her maiden name. And he said, she's got a boyfriend, so don't worry about it. And I said, oh, wow, okay, so let's get into this audit. So I went back to my office. I said, hey, I'll see you later, Angela. Nice meeting you. She said, okay, nice meeting you too. I went back to my office, call back. She answered the phone. I said, hey, it's Sam Crowley again. She goes, oh, hold on, I'll put you through to Bill. I said, nah, actually, I was wondering if you wanted to go on a date this weekend. She's like, I have a boyfriend. I was like, yeah, Bill told me that. She goes, but I can break up with him and we can go out Sunday. Now, my wife kills me, hates when I tell the story because that's my version of it. What really happened is she was in the process of ending this long relationship we had with this, she had with this other guy. But I framed the story as if my appearance into her life forced her to realize that she was simply playing small in life and that Sam Crowley was definitely a step up. So long, long story short, our first date was June 2nd, 2006. We went to see Mission Impossible, the first one, which is kind of a metaphor, I guess, for the rest of our life, especially having three kids. And then that was June 2nd of 96. We went to Niagara Falls, great movie. And 3 months later, we were engaged, and we've been together ever since. So how about that? Audited by the IRS and end up getting married as a result. Thank you so much, Internal Revenue Service, for playing matchmaker between my wife and I. And the audit went well as well. Had to pay a couple grand, I think, because of an oversight. And there you go. Probably TMI, too much information for everybody out there. But there is a story behind every behind every great man, there is a great woman. That's the moral of that story. And we had a great time. So, hey, before I, you know, you totally hit the eject button. Although I'm guessing some of you probably think that's a funny story. I put it in my book. Did I mention I have a book? I don't know if I mentioned that in a while. I don't give myself nearly enough credit for being an author. Go to nomoreworkdays.com. Nomoreworkdays.com. You can download a free chapter there. Or you can also download the audio. And you can get the audiobook. Heck, if you click on the audiobook and use the coupon code Saturday, all caps, you get the book for $4.99. Saturday, all caps, best entrepreneurial book you ever read. Don't take my word for it. Take my family's word for it. Okay, so here we go. I want to check this out. I found this online. The author is anonymous. However, a lot of things that are anonymous. Here's the thing you need to learn as a speaker. If you ever want to launch your own speaking career, the rule of thumb is, first time you hear something, you always give credit to the person. Always give credit to the author. Second time, it's, I heard it somewhere. I don't know where I heard it. Next time, it's yours. So this is the first time. So I'll give, actually, the author is unknown, so I don't even know who the author is. But here we go. This is a really cool story. It's your Saturday story for today. A philosophy professor stood before his class with some items on the table in front of him. When the class began, Wordlessly, he picked up a very large and empty mayonnaise jar and proceeded to fill it with rocks, about 2 inches in diameter. He then asked the students if the jar was full. They agreed that it was. So the professor then picked up a box of pebbles and poured them into the jar. He shook the jar lightly. The pebbles, of course, rolled into the open areas between the rocks. He then asked the students again, "Is the jar full?" They agreed that it was. The professor then picked up a box of sand and poured it into the jar. Of course, the sand filled up the remaining openings, open areas of the jar. He then asked once more, "Is this jar full?" The students responded with a unanimous yes. "Now," said the professor, "I want you to recognize that this jar represents your life. The rocks are the important things, your family, your partner, your health, your children, things that if everything else was lost and only they remained, your life would still be full. The pebbles are all the other things that matter, like your job, your house, your car, and the sand is everything else, the small stuff. If you put the sand into the jar first," he continued, "there's no room for the pebbles or the rocks. The same goes for your life. If you spend all your time and energy on the small stuff, you will never have room for the things that are important to you. Pay attention to the things that are critical to your happiness. Play with your children. Take your partner out dancing. There's always going to be a time to go to work, clean the house, give a dinner party, or fix the disposal. Take care of the rocks first, the things that really matter. Set your priority. The rest is just sand." The end. Author unknown. I posted this on my fan page on Facebook. You go to facebook.com/everydayisSaturday. You can see the article there. What a great analogy. The rocks go in first. This is the whole reason why you want to become an entrepreneur. So you can have the ability to decide what goes in the jar first. Are you going to put the sand in first, the small stuff? You're going to be like half the people that my neighbors and other people like that I know where you're out there getting a very nice car, a very nice house, the beautifully manicured lawn, the tennis club membership, the country club membership, so you can golf with all your buddies or play tennis with all your friends and be the envy of all your buddies and friends that do all that. Okay, you can join all the cliques. Cliques are great. Cliques are definitely the sand in the jar. But if you don't have the rocks in first, none of it else matters. You're not going to have time for all the stuff that matters. So when you become an entrepreneur, if you really want to get excited, you get excited about how you can adjust everything inside of your own mayonnaise jar. I mean, I think it's just fantastic. I think that it's. I saw this online when I was prepping for the show, and I was, yes, I do prep for the show, by the way. Some of you just wrecked your car listening to this. And, oh, my God. Sam's the most off-the-cuff person. There's no way he prepped. Well, I do a little bit of prep for the show. But I was looking online. I was like, I'm always looking for great stories. And if you have great stories, send me the link on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. If you got a great Saturday story, such as this. These are perfect examples. This is why we do a show every single day. Life unscripted, just like we're hanging out at a coffee shop, sharing life a little bit, talking about how to make every day Saturday. But boy, do you know anybody, and maybe it's you, but how about somebody else as well, who just, they put the sand in the jar first, right? And then they put the pebbles in the jar. And then, well, you know, I'll stay at the office till 7 tonight. I'll get home just in time to tuck the kids in and give them a kiss goodnight. Or I'll get home. I don't have to go to dinner. I know I told my wife that I would take her out to dinner tonight, but we can wait. I mean, we can go Friday night. You don't have to go Wednesday night. I mean, who goes out on Wednesday night anyway? You know what's funny? I very rarely go out on Friday nights with my wife. I always try to mix it up and go out on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, something like that. Number one, get a great table. Here's what I do for as far as dinner and all that stuff. I use Groupon a lot. Groupon, you know, Amazon's got a local restaurant coupon thing too. Well, it's just like Groupon. I mean, you're Amazon local. If you go to Amazon, get the app on your iPhone or your smartphone, and you can. It's the same as Groupon. But anyway, I get Groupon, restaurant, massages, all that stuff. I talk about this stuff all the time. But this is just the way I live my life, man. Hey, I'm all about saving 50, 60, 70%. Ain't too proud to tell you that, man. That's you got three kids, man, a family of five. You don't need to necessarily be a coupon clipper, but I wouldn't judge anybody that is. I think it's real smart. I'm a big fan of Dave Ramsey, by the way. You know, Dave Ramsey, Total Money Makeover. I love his stuff. I love his philosophy and how he tackles getting out of debt. The whole snowballing debt feature, paying off, you know, your $100 JCPenney card or Kohl's card or something like that, even though you got $10,000 Visa cards. I love it. You know why I love it? Because he comes at it from a mindset perspective. You know, everything's mindset. I mean, everything is 99% driven from the thoughts that you have in your mind, because thoughts become actions and actions become behavior, and behavior creates habit, and your habits are how you're going to win and lose in life. Wouldn't you agree with that? So when you think about like the Total Money Makeover, and you're thinking about, why would I want to pay off a $100 credit card when I got a $10,000 credit card dangling over here that's killing me in interest? It's to get a win. It's to get a small win, to show you that you can actually get a credit card balance down to zero. And then you take that $100 or whatever that monthly payment is that you would be making every month, and you snowball that up to the next debt. That maybe you got a credit card that's got a couple hundred dollars on it, $300, something like that. And I think it's just amazing. It just goes to show that everything is mindset driven. So getting back to this article, do you know people? I mean, maybe it's you right now that you're putting the sand in the jar first and then you're putting all the other stuff in. Just stop it. Just stop it. Because as an entrepreneur, you get to literally design your life. It's going to be difficult. Hey, look, I'm also going to tell you, right? Let's just keep it real, okay? I'm also going to tell you, when you go to launch your own business, you're going to be working. You're going to be putting in some long hours. There is no way to avoid that. But they're your hours. Let me help you explain. You have kids. You got to drive them to school. Do you ever get to drive them to school? Or do you have to get to work and then the rare occasion when you do stay home and you're driving to school, it's like an event. Oh my God, daddy's home. Oh my God, mommy's home. She gets to drive us to school. You know? Or maybe you're the spouse of some of your significant other who is never home, and you're like, I just wish they'd be home. I just wish we could spend the morning together having coffee, sitting out on the deck, chatting. You can do that as an entrepreneur. Because like I said, I had a call last Friday night at 7:15 at night. Business call, lasted about an hour or so. Networking, always looking to network with great people. And I had no problem taking a call at 7:15 at night, you know, because I didn't work. I shut it down at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I had 5.5 hours with the family and took a call at 7:15 at night. And the reason I was talking about going out to restaurants on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I shake it up. I could never do that. Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Mondays especially for me, I would go to bed, and I got to tell you this much, man. We were living in a condo back in 2000 to 2002. Madeline was born our first child in 2001, March. She's going to be 13 years old next month. Oh, my God. I'm going to have a teenage daughter. You believe that? I'm going to have a teenage – I don't even know what to do with a teenage daughter. I have no idea. Maybe you got any advice, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, hashtag your toast. But we were living in a condo, and I had a 40-minute commute to and from work downtown Cincinnati. And I would get home Monday nights because I was up, and I couldn't sleep Sunday. You know the drill. If you got a job, you lay around on Sunday with a pit in your stomach just thinking about everything that's waiting for you at the job. In my instance, I hadn't been in an office. And so I wouldn't sleep well Sunday night. I'd get into work about 5 in the morning, and I would just work like a dog. And before I knew it, it was 6 o'clock at night, and I'd be coming home. And I literally, we were in this condo and had a basement. And when Madeline was born, she had colic. So, you know, if you ever had a kid that has colic, that's 3 months of just nonstop screaming. Poor kids, just it's terrible for them. They just upset stomach. They can't sleep. They're always screaming. But I had to get some sleep because I was the breadwinner. So I would eat dinner. I would, you know, play with Madeline and hang out with Ange for a while, but I was dead tired. And this is the selfish jerk that I was, and this is why I'll never be this person again. But we had a basement, a finished basement, a lower level of this condo. Around, you know, as barely as I could keep my eyes open, sometimes it'd be like 6 at night. If I got home at 4, I'd go to bed at like 6. Think about that, going to bed at 6 because you're so dog tired. And Madeline had colic, and my wife's like, look, you have to be fresh at work because you've got to go make money so we can raise a family. Like, I get it, babe. I get it. So I'd go down to the basement, turn on a fan that sounded like a jet engine, and just crash. And I'd be asleep some nights at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. I mean, if I was really crazy, 9 o'clock. It killed me. It killed me because I was just in this hamster wheel, coming home, sleeping, waking up at 4 in the morning, going to work, coming home, never seeing my kid. yeah, my kid had colic, but it doesn't mean I couldn't still be there, you know, and help out. And then on the weekend, you're feeling so guilty that Saturday and Sunday, you're completely consumed. You want to just do, oh, I'll change every diaper. I'll do everything. I'll go to the grocery store. I'll do everything. Can I do the laundry? I mean, you're feeling guilty because you don't spend any time with your family. When you're an entrepreneur and you get to design your own jar of the rocks and the pebbles and the sand, it's going to be hard work. But boy, there is no substitute for being able to design your day. To design your day. You know what I mean? Like, you want to take the kids to school? Take the kids to school. Go ahead. Then when you come home, get to work. You want to go meet them at lunch in the lunchroom? Go ahead. Go do it. You know, maybe you're on the other side of life. Maybe you're in your 50s or 60s right now. You want to go knock out some golf balls at the driving range. You want to go play some tennis, or you want to hit the treadmill for an hour. Go ahead. Do it whenever you want to. Just know you got to make that up. That's all. I go to the gym in the middle of every day because if I don't, I start to feel lethargic. I don't know about you, but boy, when it gets to 2, 3 o'clock, my energy fades, especially when you're staring at a computer screen or trying to get some other work done. It's just, it's normal. The human body, you know, you just start to get tired. So I go to the gym. And boy, when I come back, I am reinvigorated. That's why I love working out. That's why I love exercising. That's why I'm so regretful that I never discovered how to do this as recently as just 5, 6 years ago, you know? So I just, lifestyle design is the biggest, hugest benefit. And I'm going to say this phrase again, and then we're going to leave you with the Everyday Saturday Show today. And I'm going to say this one more time because I love this. Take care of the rocks first, the things that really matter. Set your priorities. The rest is just sand. You understand that, man? The rest is just sand. Don't sweat the small stuff. Launch your dream today. Not tomorrow, not next week. Get it going today. I don't care if you don't have an LLC. Go to LegalZoom and get one. I don't care if you don't have a website. Have someone build one cheaply, inexpensively. It doesn't need to be, you know, you don't need to be Bill Gates. Just get it going. I don't care if you've never shot a video before. Fire that camera up. Put it on a tripod. I don't care if it's an $80 camera from Target that shoots video. That's good enough. See, the key is you got to get going. That's it. You don't got to be perfect to start, okay? But you got to start to be perfect. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EverydayIsSaturday.